Thank you, David. And welcome, everybody, here. Fine-looking group today, or as Katumi would say, Oh, kind of good-looking, but really good-looking today.
And let me ask the question that's just weighing heavy on my mind and my soul. Is this not an interesting time, or what?
Yes. How about, or what? I'll vote for that.
Or some of both? I mean, is it just not, wow?
It is. It is. And it's so easy to get thrown off. Yeah. Really easy. But you know, it's really easy to get back grounded and stable again. Really is. You just, I know you're going to hiss and boo and everything else, and Norma's going to duck, but you take a deep breath. You just stop. You stop for a little bit. And you just take a deep breath and you get out of that mind for a moment, and you just kind of roll with it. It's pretty amazing when you do.
Well,
I know we're all being tested and not tested. That's not a good word, because there's nobody testing us. But I know we're going through some of the craziest of times. But it's pretty amazing too. You know, when we compare stories, talk with Chambra on the road. We talk about what's going on in your life. Would you want to go back to the way you were 10 years ago? And it's like, hell no. Hell no. So it's amazing.
It is a time, though. I always am grateful for some of the experiences I've had, because they all seem to come back and serve you in a new way these days. And I do have to say that I have gone back to some of those philosophies and ideas and said, wow, what would serve me? And I found that right now the thing that's the most helpful to me is to live my life like I'm in the middle of a public school fire drill. Seriously. And you know, the most essential aspect to that being in a
fire
drill.
Get the hell out.
Number one is don't panic or create panic for anyone else.
True.
Yes.
True.
So.
That's a good thing. And stop and take a breath, as long as it's not too smoky.
Mm-hmm.
And find your way to the nearest exit.
Be quiet and keep moving.
Anyway, there was something kind of missing during the introduction today. I don't know if you noticed it, but, you know, I've been noticing lately, voids, and when things just aren't complete. And I'll walk out of the door, I'll be, you know, a mile from the house, and it's like, oh, I know I'm missing something. It's just, it's a feeling. It's not my head saying, oh, I missed this, but it's like something's missing. And then
we were late because you were missing.
No, I was just taking my time. I was in no panic. There's no fire drill here
today. That's not you.
I know. I'm usually really anal about time. But I noticed during David's introduction that there was something missing. Did you notice it?
Yes.
No numbers. And it's like, what, David? We only have two more shouts to go with Tobias, and you're missing numbers. So if you don't mind, I'm going to pick up on it. And David, it was right at your feet the whole time. You just missed it. You just right out the door. I can understand.
Sorry,
David. You know, it is foggy outside today, kind of foggy inside today. But what David missed is we're going to need the Roy Cam shot on this. But what David, come over here a second. Come over here. Now, stand with me. Garrett, put your feet down. Now, my Garrett. Roy Cam shot. That means. Like, yeah, there we go. We got four pairs of boots in the front row, four cowboy boots, and we'll show the audience here in just a moment.
Yeah, I have girl boots.
She has girl boots. There, real thing. Did you get that? Did you get the shot?
No, they're cowgirl boots.
You guys are back there looking to see whose shoes are polished. Okay, four pair of cowboy boots in the front row out of five people. Amazing. All right, I'm stretching.
I'm sorry, I missed the dress code. I missed it too, apparently.
I was looking for anything, David. Anyway, speaking of the Roy Cam, you probably noticed Roy is not at the camera today. It's Joe Engel, handsome Joe Engel.
Thank you, Joe Engel.
Available, handsome Joe Engel. Could we get a shot of Joe on the... one of these cameras. See, that camera's moving now. This is so cool. We used to have people doing jobs. Now we have these robo cams. And the projector comes out of the ceiling, and it's like, it's amazing. I love it.
Yeah, you worked out the human factor.
Yeah, we get a shot of Joe in there. Okay, Joe is taking over today for Roy. I think as a lot of you know, Linda Hansen's been very sick lately. She's been in the hospital for, I think, a couple of weeks. And she's still there right now. So,
could we just stop for a moment? And she has been, her and Roy have helped us many, many times. And at this point, it would be really lovely if we could just take a deep breath and send her love. So both, could we send love to Roy and Linda? So let's just take a deep breath and send Linda and Roy love. Our best wishes.
They've both been such an important part of the Crimson Circle. And, you know, it's tough when any of our friends or family members go through some of the physical readjustment. I know Linda's, you know, Linda and Roy both had a interesting life, probably interesting lifetimes. And a lot of times that stuff really builds up in the body and the mind. And sometimes there's time for a major letting go. So to Linda, I give you... you know, my heart, Linda's heart, for going through the process, and now take a deep breath and please get over it. Come back, join us. be back here.
They've helped us for many years, and so their absence is conspicuous.
Yeah. Well, and there's a little bit of other sadness in the room today, I hate to say.
What'd you do?
No, well, it's not what I'm doing. This is the second to the last shout with Tobias.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it's kind of bittersweet in a way. It's, you know, we've been together like this for 10 years, since August 1999. It has been growing. And I know so many people say that they really connected with Crimson Circle in 1999, early 2000, and have been, maybe weren't reading the shouts, but when they went back and read them, I was going through that at that same time. Because we all are taking this fantastic journey together. And we're all going through the learning, not learning process, the experiencing process together. And the learning to expand together. It's been amazing. People have been asking lately, so Linda and I, how do you feel about Tobias going? I don't think we've given ourselves the luxury of really thinking about it, other than it kind of hit us over the last couple of weeks when we were in Australia and New Zealand. And at the end of both of the workshops, they put on kind of a celebration. Right. And they're the ones who said, you know, oh, Tobias's last visit. And then I think it kind of hit it for Linda and I, brought the reality. And I was going to try not to really think about it until we get back from this next trip, till we come back from Romania and Holland, could hardly say it. And then I was going to let it sink in, but it's starting to sink in right now. It's a wonderful feeling. It's a strange feeling. I don't know what to feel about it, and I'm not trying to. I'm just letting it happen. But
I have a sadness. I really do, because I know he's coming back, but it is the end of something, and it's something I love that connection, and I love that closeness, and I can feel it changing, and it is a little sad.
It's sad, and I think there's a fear that Linda and I have, and maybe you share it, is with Tobias leaving, well, what does that mean? Saint Germain. Tobias, please.
It's just a different style. You better be careful.
I already checked. He's not around today. I already checked. Well, it's a different energy. It feels totally different in channeling Saint Germain,
sure,
than Tobias, and he's much more demanding and much more focused on things. So it'll be interesting.
But Tobias was more like, you know, okay, let's go down this road. Come on, it's okay. Come down the road, and you can go down the road. It'll be okay. And Saint Germain's like, get your ass down the road. You want to go down the road or not?
It was Saint Germain. He's, how come you're not already down the road? Well, actually, one thing I did learn that's going to be good in practical application. When Tobias first came to me, you know, I think a lot of you know the story, on the airplane, and he said, I'm here to work with you. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I didn't ask a lot of questions. You know, it was like, oh, sure, whatever. And I look back now, and I wished I'd asked some more questions. And I offer that as advice to everybody here. But, you know, with St. Germain, I am reviewing the fine print. And I am negotiating. And I got my own angelic attorney to represent me. As I'm going through that fine print one by one, the few things he won't budge on. I mean, he absolutely will not, and it's frustrating because what are you going to do? Smack the guy, you know, sue the guy? But we're still working on the details, and I'm sure that'll be discussed in the next couple of months. So it's not finalized, and I kind of know the lay of the land.
You're
and
being
I know...
led to believe you have something to say about it.
Well, I do, and it's either you can channel me or not. No, actually, it's been interesting, and I think you've actually seen some of it, sitting on airplanes 2 o'clock in the morning flying over some ocean, and it's hard to really sleep on an airplane. You kind of doze, and the dozing is such a great time to talk to the entities, and I'll think Linda is sound asleep, and she'll look over, and I hear this laughing from Linda because she sees that I'm kind of, you know, talking to St. Germain, and she knows, she can tell the difference. She said, "You were talking to St. Germain, weren't you?" And I'm like, "How'd you know?" She said, "I can tell the difference. When you're talking with Tobias, you go like that. When you're talking with St. Germain, it's like, like that."
Kind of.
Anyway, so it is a little strange, a little bittersweet, and kind of hit me today in the shower. It's like, wow, only a couple more shouts to go. But there's the sweet part is that Tobias is going to come back. He's already told a lot of Chambres. He said, I'll end up meeting a lot of you. Not right away, but he's actually given some of the dates and locations, or general dates and locations. So it will be most interesting. I was going to mention also, before I forget, that next month, May, I think it's May 5th or 6th.
This is May.
Oh, yeah. Okay, next month. next month is June, yeah. June, I think it's 6th, is the last shout with Tobias.
In Coal Creek Canyon.
In Coal Creek, the last regular shout. Of course, we'll be doing a couple other things, culminating with Tobias's departure on July 19th. I'm pretty sure we're going to be sold out. So if you're interested in coming, please
sign
make your
early.
Reservations now. We can hold about 110 to 115 here
Susie,
at the hall.
Susie, plug your ears.
And 150. I guess we could put chairs and a speaker out on the patio there. John, good. He's hiding right now when I said that. Look at he ducked. He's under the table. Anyway, please do make your reservations early for that, because we will have to cut it off because of fire code, and we're compliant with those fire codes, Susie. So make sure to make your reservation now. Other than that, let's get into the day. You ready to go?
Wait.
I know. Well, the day is...
Okay.
We have a horse theme today. I hope you don't mind.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is this like Mr. Ed?
No, this is like Marlboro Man, actually.
Oh, whatever.
Or Ponderosa. Go ahead.
How many people are here for the...
Go ahead.
How many... Okay, we have a wonderful audience also listening in, but here in the room. How many people are here for the first time? Would you mind... Oh, would you go ahead and stand up?
Quite a bit. Would you mind
Please
standing?
Please notice who they are so that we can... We like to do that. Because this group is so friendly, and they just start talking to each other, and they get oblivious to anybody else that's around. So I wanted people to notice if you've never been here before so that they know to say hello to you and welcome you. So remember that. Just, you know, don't spend all your time at the potluck. Do, in fact, say hello.
Well, I don't know. Several people came here because they know it's one of the last times, other than the... Midsummer
right.
Conference in July. That Tobias, yeah, it's very, very sweet.
Very sweet.
So anyway, who's here from out of town?
And there are a lot of people we haven't seen for a long
time.
Out of
state.
Yeah. Okay, it's a small list, though. But I don't think it's completely up to date. Okay, we have Kay Castleman and Will Love from Canada. They're also on the launch pad.
Hi. How are you doing today?
Good.
Thank you.
We look forward to seeing you up here in just a little bit on the launch pad.
Has Brenda Morgan made it? No? Okay. And then Chandra Johnson from Arlington Heights, Illinois. I know where that is. That's a Chicago suburb. Hey.
In the Chicago area.
I've been there, yeah. You have family that lives there, don't you?
Pardon?
Doesn't your brother live there? Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Okay. Annie Morningstar from Albuquerque. Hi, Annie.
Good to see you again.
And then we have, let's see, James Doring and Lori Doring from Preble, New York. Hi.
Good to see you.
Glad you could be here.
Where is Preble, New York?
Syracuse,
okay. Good. And did you fly out here?
Yes, we did. Yeah.
How long are you going to stay?
Till Tuesday.
Wonderful.
Yeah, the weather usually is nice, or May is the toughest month here. And it's just kind of dreary, but it's kind of cool also.
We got here Thursday night.
Thursday night, yeah, you brought the fog in.
Yeah.
For those who are listening in online, we're in the clouds today. I don't think you can see right now more than about 50 meters outside. That's about 50 yards. And we're just kind of socked in, but it's kind of a nice, mystical feeling.
It's like being in the veil. In the veil. Not on the other side.
Yeah, we're in the veil. Yeah,
cool, huh?
Yeah.
Michael Dong. Michael, good to see you.
Where are you from, Michael?
Michael is from Bothell, Washington. Glad you could be here.
What part?
Bothell. It's right near Seattle.
Okay, Seattle area.
Great. Okay.
Good to see you. Thank you for being here. This is kind of like Seattle weather.
Sorry. And then let's see. I'm sorry with the last name, but it's Lords Lacano. Are you here? No. Oh,
nope.
Didn't make it. Okay.
And
new just arrived, Rita Coomley from Zurich, Switzerland.
Rita's
one of our best Chambre Institute teachers, and she's here on a little special trip. Glad you could be here with us, Rita.
I love the raining.
It did,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was so surprised to see you, Rita. I pulled in the end of the parking lot just before we started, and I saw somebody standing outside. And as
she's
I got out
Zurich,
of my
Switzerland.
Car, you turned around, and it's Rita. I didn't know you were going to be here. Anyway, glad you're here.
Well, it's, you know, especially when it's such a familiar face, but they're from so far away.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and then I had to stop and say, hang on, where am I? Am I in Switzerland? You know, there are mountains, and there's, you know, fog. And yeah.
And we met her via the Ritters. Remember? That's through Mark and Andre.
Yeah.
Okay. And Christine Schreier from California. Where are you from?
Sebastopol.
I'm sorry?
Sebastopol.
Oh, Sebastopol. Would you like just... Hi, everybody say hi.
Hi.
And is there anyone else? Since we... No?
Yes,
Elizabeth Buffington's son.
Buffington from Texas?
Where are you from?
Just moved back from Houston.
Oh, okay.
Welcome.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
I think that covers it. And if not, would you please... Did I say Annie Morningstar already?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I think we've got everybody.
Well, I know a lot of people listening in online right now all over the world. Some are up early in the morning just getting their coffee ready at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. And over in Europe, they're drinking wine and beer as they're getting ready for bed, listening in. And we appreciate everyone who's listening in.
Isn't it a holiday or something? Or is that just in Netherlands?
In Netherlands is having Queen's Day, and then there's something else. I don't know what it is. But, yes, it is a big holiday. So we don't have a lot of Dutch listening
Labor Day. I think it's Labor Day.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's
Labor
Day.
They're all
Day
out,
too.
You know, having a good time. So Youp
knows.
They'll download later.
Youp, is it Labor Day?
It was yesterday.
But isn't it like a weekend celebration? Yeah, everybody kind of parties. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. We have a Mazda RX-7373-RYM with your lights on.
You just don't want to get up. You want to... Oh, boy.
I'd rather get up. Well, that's not so embarrassing.
There's other things more embarrassing. Yeah.
I think your lights are on is okay.
Okay. Anyway, let's go into last month. A quick reminder. I know everybody remembers everything, including the homework. There wasn't any.
I was thinking, oh, my God.
What? Last month it was titled New Earth Update and More. And there was a lot. It was a long show.
Is that what you called it?
Uh-huh.
I think it should have been called You Wanted to Cry.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
No, that was just the opening. Tobias talked.
Makes me want to cry just to think about it.
Go ahead. Go ahead. This is Linda's going to read the parts, the quotes from Tobias, and I'll make wise and sage comments.
And many
comments.
Of my friends, too. Okay. You've wanted to cry, but you've gotten into your mind and you said, I don't even know why I want to cry. So therefore, I can't or I won't. I invite you to let yourself cry. It wants to come out. It's about a release that you're about ready to gift yourself with, but you're suppressing it.
Yeah, Tobias was addressing the fact that with so many of us, men and women, that sometimes you just want to cry and you don't know why. And then you feel silly about it. Why do I just feel like crying? And then you start going through a list in your mind, well, am I crying because of this or this or this? He says, no, sometimes it's just letting go of so much stuff in our lives and also not knowing what's coming next. You just want to cry. It's actually a good way to release stuff rather than taking it into the biology or into the head, as a lot of us do, and just let yourself cry. It's there's so much shift and change going on, and it doesn't...
So much what?
Shift
and isn't it
change.
Shocking how close those
shift.
Words
yes.
are?
Yes. Shocking.
Shocking.
And, you know, and also just, it's not really necessarily even tears of sadness. It's just a letting go. Sometimes it could be absolute tears of joy, but... He felt it last month as he was coming in. He said, it's okay, just let it out. And I hope you do.
Okay. I'm sorry. I think a lot
but
of people...
But that's not what the whole channel about. It was just kind of the intro. You know, he always takes about 10 minutes, if you haven't noticed, 10, 15 minutes, seeing where everybody's energy is, just kind of warming up before he gets into the meat of the channel.
You know what it's about sometimes?
What?
Really, what I notice is we're all out there, and really we do work pretty independently, and maybe we touch bases with a few of each other, but at the end of the day, we really are all out there in our own directions doing this.
Yeah.
And we work alone so much, in a way, that it's really, really important sometimes to know it's okay. You know, so if you felt like crying and you wanted to cry, it's all right.
There was somebody in this recent trip that was just, during the middle of the workshop, was just crying. And, you know, I went and talked to him for just a little bit and, you know, asked if everything was okay. And they're like, everything's fine. I don't know why I'm crying, but it feels good. So, anyway, he went on to say.
So, there's this talk right now about one world order. It's time for the world to come together. It's time for those who are very closed culturally, politically, and in every other way to realize the earth will move forward. The world will move forward when this new language, a global language, starts to take place in the world. It's about ending the era of wars and differences. The rest of all creation is watching right now what happens on Earth. And what happens on Earth affects everything else. Wouldn't it make sense that we, as human angels, develop some common links to each other?
So Tobias qualified this by saying he wanted to do an editorial. In other words, just kind of his opinion. Wasn't necessarily doing the shout at that point, but... he was addressing the fears surrounding, a lot of people say, oh, one world order and we're going to have one financial system and one language and all the rest of these. And he goes, yeah, probably because we're becoming global. Technology has enabled it, but our consciousness is what has desired it. Doesn't mean that we're going to lose all cultural references because those are important. It's part of our roots, part of who we are. But it's also time to, Tobias was saying, time to transcend that. And, you know, get over these eras of wars and competition and the divisions and the walls that have separated humanity. We are all human. We all have our differences, but the one thing in common is we're all human. And not only that, not only are we moving into a global world where we can still be individuals, we can still be parts of cults.
You better be careful. That shows up in the transcript, which shows up on the internet, which shows up on searches.
And I, damn it, I'm okay. Where you can be part of a country.
Do you know about Google?
A community, and we're all still individuals, but we're becoming more globalized. And it doesn't mean we go into a big mass of oneness. Not at all. We still remain very, very individual. But Tobias is saying it is time to be this global community, to look at issues like the environment, like finance, like making sure we don't have people who are enslaved doing things. And we are more global. And he says the interesting thing is it's not just about us. The rest of them are watching. Other non-physical entities, non-physical realities all over are watching, because what happens on Earth affects everything else. So it was just his kind of, I think he's getting at a few of his editorials. I don't know, he wants to do a few more before he goes.
I like to entertain myself sometimes by listening to stupid conservative radio, because I want to hear the poison. Anyways, I was listening to one on my way into town the other day, and I heard the most bizarre commentary I've ever heard. Literally, and I will not say names, and you should not either. Anyways, I was listening to it, and it was the stupidest thing I've ever heard. This talk show host was ranting and raving about how the Democrats weren't Democrats, they were progressives, and that the progressives were horrible and terrible and going to cause the demise of the world, because they actually rationalized and justified what they did because of enlightenment. And he made it sound like enlightenment was the most evil possible thing that could ever... possibly breathe over the top of humanity.
Could you imagine if everybody was enlightened?
Oh my God!
How are you going to control them? You know, damn, everybody will want to do things for themselves.
Making decisions based on enlightened thought.
This is a danger.
Oh my God!
Danger.
So I love it. I mean, I think that says it's out there. And if people are willing to say such stupid things, that the average person, well, really, other people, people are going to wake up to this and hear this like never before. So I'm grateful when people say things that stupid.
Tobias went on to say.
He did. Very, very few humans have an agenda of hate or control. Thank God. There are a select few that are out for power and control, a select few. But I'm going to tell you right now, it won't work. Whether it's a government, a religion, a business group, or a group of power-hungry beings, whether it's some of these, yes, alien beings who have come into Earth and taken on human form, and there's not a lot of them, but there are some, and they are trying to advance their agenda from some of their alien cultures wherever, it won't work. The consciousness of Earth is too high right now. The love and the goodness in the heart and soul of humans on Earth is too good and too high right now.
What was the device was addressing here is consciousness and where it's going and the level or the measurement of consciousness. And I know sometimes we worry about those who are trying to control. And Tobias acknowledges there are. Not a lot, but there are. And he even acknowledged, which he slipped it in, even alien beings who are here.
I couldn't even read that.
Well, not a lot. And but no matter, power and control don't work right now because consciousness is too high. So those who try it, it's going to backfire on them. Those who are manipulating and those who are taking advantage of others. You know, I know sometimes we get upset about it, and, I think there's even a fear sometimes. What happens if they get control? He says it can't happen right now. Our enlightenment is far too high. The direction that we're going in and the consciousness is too high. It actually works against them. It just bounces right back on them. So it was kind of, I like that. You can take a deep breath and, you know what? It's not going to work right now. It is about the discovery of the I am. It's about self-respect and respect for others. and we're not going to go back to things that were the, you know, hundreds of years ago.
But isn't that what you all hope? I mean, that's what we all hope for. So it's kind of, you know, it's nice to hear that.
Yeah, it was nice to hear. But I think there's still maybe some in the world that don't feel that humans can handle it right now.
Oh, they would be posted where? Don't answer that.
I'm not going to. I know. but you know, seriously, there have been religions and governments that didn't feel that humans in general, the common masses, could handle whatever in the past, handle responsibility. And
we should stop there because I'll go off on a rant.
All right, we'll go on to the next slide.
And you don't want me to
do
that.
Yeah. Okay. He went on.
Okay. New Earth is a place of imagining. It's a place of inspiring and instilling consciousness. It's a place where you go, for instance, to work with agriculture because you understand it's so important for humanity. What are you doing? You're imagining. You are imagining nutrients. You are imagining connections between the earth, and you are imagining the connections with the interdimensional energies and this tiny seed. You are imagining getting away from some of the very archaic ways of instilling energies into a seed that grows into a plant that has to take nutrients from the earth and deplete the earth. You are imagining something far grander, plants that can bring in prana or energy from what seems to be the air. That's what you're doing.
So Tobias was talking about the new earth. He actually had four kind of subjects here. He's talking about the new earth and said, what are we doing there? Well, in addition to teaching those who are coming to earth for the first time, we're also taking a look at some of the world's issues right now. Now, we don't have to be technical or scientific to do so. Matter of fact, we transcend that. We go into what he's talking about, imagining. So instead of having to know all the complex science of agriculture, as he uses in the example, you go beyond that. You imagine, for instance, the seed being much more efficient and drawing energies in from other than just the dirt of the ground and the fertilizers. So we're imagining at very high levels. That's what we're doing on New Earth. We're imagining new fuel sources. And it doesn't mean we have to understand the physics of it, because it's the scientists and it's the researchers who later bring that, work with that information we're helping to bring in and break it down into why it works. We don't have to get all caught up in why. We just have to imagine the potential and bring it here to Earth. It's amazing. Goes beyond rocket science. Okay, now he gets into his subjects for the day.
Subject number one, it doesn't matter. Now, this has been rattling cages everywhere.
Ooh, baby.
Uh-huh. If they're still talking about it, you know.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. It doesn't.
You know what? We have to have it doesn't matter T-shirts. Yeah. You know, come on. Linda doesn't like the T-shirt thing because of inventory and sizes and colors and fashion.
It's the size.
But you got to have a it doesn't matter T-shirt. And we all need to wear them when we go to Breckenridge this summer. You know. Hundreds of people around the world. It doesn't matter.
You know what? It doesn't matter is right up there with whatever.
Whatever. That's.
Do you really want me saying it doesn't matter every?
No. Whatever will be on the front, and it doesn't matter on the back. Or, you know, on the front.
I remember how much you love my whatever T-shirt.
On the front, a big question, a big thing. Ask me any question, and on the back, it doesn't matter. Okay. Go ahead. Slides.
Your wish is my command.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Subject number one, it doesn't matter. Indeed, it doesn't. Going through some of these difficult times, I invite you to remember not just the phrase, it doesn't matter, but the essence behind it. You're time travelers, all of you. You've already gotten there. You've already done it. Now you're experiencing it. It doesn't matter. The little packet of energy and consciousness in this phrase is the key that keeps you from getting trapped in your mind. And that's going to be one of the greatest tendencies right now, to get trapped in your mind. I'm sorry, but, you know, this could be confused with some church doctrines where, now I don't want to go there.
So Tobias has been big on this point lately. We did a radio show the other night with Joe Rombalo on talk radio blog or blog radio talk. And it was kind of fun. It was a two-hour radio interview. And Tobias was getting impatient because Linda and I were talking at first, and he's like, ah, come on, you know, I want to get in there. Anyway, he finally did, and he really made a point of saying, you know, that we're already there. We're already ascended beings. I don't know if you remember, but he said that back in, I think, the Creator series, or way back when, and he said, you're just experiencing how you got there. So
it's true.
Yeah. So he says, stop once in a while, and you're getting all in a twist about things. Stop. It's like, man, I'm already there. It doesn't matter. So now, how do I choose to experience it? It is such a beautifully simple concept, but one that a lot of people want to argue about. Okay, for you it matters then. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter doesn't mean you're indifferent to things. It's like, I'm not worried about things. It's already worked out. So how do I want to live it? Okay, he went on to say, point number two.
Item two, there is no destiny. Destiny is a belief system that there has been imprinted into the... I'm sorry. Okay, destiny is... Oh, this is written wrong. Destiny is a belief system that's been imprinted into the consciousness and the minds of humans. It's easy to say that there is a destiny, that God has a plan for you. Well, that just doesn't go. God doesn't have a plan for you. Why would God have a plan for you when God already knows you're already there? You're already there. Now, God gives you the gift. You give yourself the gift of how do you want to experience getting there. But there is no destiny.
I think destiny is one of those
huge... There are
huge...
churches that are based on that.
I think, yeah, there is... now you got me off track.
Sorry.
One of the big overlays is there's destiny. Right. In other words, we don't have
God
any empowerment in our own lives. It's a plan. It's already in place. And now we just have to go through it. And he's saying, no, get over that. Let that overlay go. It's like having a big blanket on your life. And, you know, live freely, live openly, and get over the destiny thing. So... His third point was...
I actually like that point, by the way. I'm not just
too.
Being silly. I really like it a lot. Okay, subject three, the new earth. What's happening? There's a tremendous amount of activity on new earth because of the tremendous changes that are taking place on planet earth. New earth is a classroom for all the angelic beings who have never been to earth in the physical form before. You are the teachers. You are telling your stories there, amusing stories, profound and wise stories. Now, in your humanness here, it may not seem like a big deal, but to tell any angel who's never been on earth what it's like to eat a meal, they don't understand. They'll ask you questions like, well, why do you need to eat? Well, why do you die if you don't eat?
So he says one of the things we're doing is teaching angels who've never been to earth what it's like. And in a way, they're very like children. In another way, they're angels. And Tobias says, we're teaching them. Now, I would love if somebody wrote a book based on their experiences, all of our experience of teaching these angels. You know, some of the things like, well, can you imagine a new angel coming to earth the first time? They don't understand eating. It's like, well, why do you have to eat? I was like, well, never really thought about it, just had to. You know, three times a day, snacks in between. I don't know, we just have to. So you don't get hungry. Well, why would you get hungry? Well, I don't know. I guess we built it into our biology that, you know, we're going to eat food. You know, I guess it maybe would make us more connected with Earth, so we wouldn't want to just fly away. And so we've been eating. Maybe we can stop eating. You know, but anyway, that
sounds like you've been mapping that book out in your head.
I have been. But let's see, I have a few other things I have to do. So
no.
Love if somebody, anybody would take that up. And I think he continued the example. Go ahead.
The new angels talk about relationships. They have a difficult time understanding human relationships, as we all do. So imagine yourself for a moment. This is very, very real. When you go off at night to the new earth to teach, one of the angels says, why do humans have sex? They don't understand. Why do humans seek a relationship with another human and then fight with each other and then divorce each other and then come back in another lifetime with each other? And try to explain that to them. So the new earth is a classroom for the crystals who are coming in.
Now, this book would make a really good comedy, by the way. Obviously, you know, Little Angel's like, well, yeah, why do you get married?
It's a little bit like Third Rock from the Sun.
Kinda, yeah. But, I mean, there's so many questions that I, you know, from their perspective, it's like, I don't know how to answer that. Stop asking questions. Just go down there and experience it for yourself. And it's like, he went on to say, point number four.
Point number four, the answers are not in the same places. The connections have been moved, shifted, and changed. When you try to connect with your spouse or your partner, your own creative source, yourself, your divinity, your spirituality, your clients, your food, your biology, your mind, everything around you, go wireless. Connect at a different point.
This is, to me, probably one of my favorite things, because I know, even working with Tobias, the way I used to connect with him when I channeled is so different now. You know, he used to have to use words, and it was cumbersome. And then even when we went beyond words, when I went into the channel, I kind of would connect with him like here. And one day, at a monthly meeting, I went to connect here, and he wasn't there. And I panicked, of course, you can imagine. I was really hoping that the music that was playing was going to be really long, because I thought maybe he was late or something coming in. And as I was panicking, I did have a feeling, kind of heard a voice, you know, but it was like just a feeling. And he's like, I'm not there anymore. I said, where are you? He said, I'm right here. Moved to a new place. I was like, really, why? He said, because you moved to a new place. We're connecting now, very different. And the point applies with everything. The food we eat, our relationships with other people, our relationship with ourselves. We're connecting in a new place. And I think it's frustrating because we tend to want to go back. How did I used to do this? Or how have I always done it? It's like, just let that go.
Connect. I've heard a lot of people lament that.
No, it's actually a wonderful thing.
No, I've heard a lot of people
lament that.
A little
scary, but it's wonderful. And just as an example, if you go out and do some gardening here, the snow will melt up here in about 3 months. When you get outside, connect with the ground in a different place than you have in the past. You know, feel it in a different way. Actually, just let yourself kind of go. Let all the old connections go. Feel where that new connection with the soil is, or with the food on your plate, or with anything, with the angels. You know, a lot of people I know who are channelers or readers of some sort say, boy, you know, I quit doing it. I just couldn't connect anymore. It's like, it's a different place to connect, a much higher consciousness place. Authors, writers, if you've done that, or musicians, you're used to connecting in a certain way with your music, with your creativity. You connect in a different place now. It's a little scary because the old tricks don't work anymore. You have to come up with a new way of doing it, but it's amazing. Okay, let's take a breath and move on to...
Okay.
Move on to... more horses, yeah.
You're being a little horsey.
I like the horse theme. It was kind of like freedom, you know, kind of... There's something wonderful about horses. I don't know what, but it's the slides that I found. Let's talk real quickly about this past month. Just give you a little review of Shumber around the world. Linda and I, Norma and Garrett, were all in Australia for the Aspectology School.
The last one that Tobias was channeling?
Yeah. What a great place to visit the Aussies. They have a wonderful attitude. Marissa Calvey was our host.
She did an amazing
fantastic
job. Thank you, Marissa.
She made everything easy. They're beautiful. I mean, it is beautiful. It's just Sydney is such a great city. It's kind of like San Francisco in a way. You know, it's got that depth and feeling to it. We had almost 100 for the Aspectology School here. Norma is guiding them through some breathing. If anybody wants to say we're a cult, all they have to do is show that picture.
Would you quit using that word?
Great shot of Norman action. I love that picture. And we had a grand time with Aussies there.
It's a lovely group.
Yeah, great group. Norman Garrett. Oh, actually, Linda and I then did teacher training for Dreamwalker Death and Dreamwalker Ascension. Norman Garrett did a breath and integration workshop, which I didn't have any photos of. This is Manly Beach in Australia, where we love to go. Just amazing.
Very easy energy.
Here are some of the teachers, that the graduate teachers. And from there, Norma and Garrett did an Awama school in Sydney. Linda and I went on to Auckland, New Zealand for the interdimensional workshop, which that was so fun this time.
It's always fun.
Oh yeah, but it's always fun, but it was really crisp. It was really.
What you're saying is you liked your channeling better.
Oh, it was the group, the channeling, everything. It was, and the experience that they had. Michelle King was our host for this, and again, she did a beautiful job.
I'm a little
job.
Sensitive only to the fact that really we're treated so well and welcome so warmly everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah. This is a shot of Michelle on the left, of course, with Clifford. And just a few shots during the weekend. Young Chamber showing up, which is always encouraging.
And this was really fun because this young boy's name, I think he's 11, and he was laughing. He says he's lucky. His name is Jack Potts.
I saw the name on the list.
It's so cute.
And I was thinking when we were doing introductions, I thought it was somebody older, and I was going to kind of tease him and say, boy, do your parents really hate you or what, you know? And then I saw how young he was, and it was so cute. I said, did your parents know, you know, did they understand that, you know, Jack Potts? And I said, is your real name John? And no, it's Jack. And I say, wow, were they trying to be funny? No, no. He said, but I'm really lucky.
It was so cute. You wish your name was Jack Potts.
Oh, I do. And then he says, you know what my dad does? And I'm like, no. And he said, he works at a casino. Anyway, Jack, it was
really cute.
It was good
really
to
sweet,
see you.
Really sweet, and thanks for bringing him home.
Yeah, we had some of the gentleman on the left is from the Mary tribe, the indigenous people to New Zealand. He did a beautiful opening.
Yeah, it was really
with
sweet.
Singing and talk, and it was really nice to get that Mary, or as some of you may pronounce it, the Maori, welcome. And just a few shots of Chambra. Do a lot of group activities in this workshop. I think we had about 60 or 65.
60, yeah, 65.
Okay, back to the horses. Now let's take a look at some of the upcoming events, and we'll go through these quickly.
Oh, I got to say one quick thing about Australia since we were there.
Yeah.
Oh, the funny thing about Australia is they were so proud of the fact to tell us, we were teasing them, because of course the national animal is the kangaroo. And we were teasing them, because they have a good sense of humor, about the fact that they are the only country we're aware of in the world that hunts their mascot.
Their national, yeah.
Yeah, their national, yeah. And so anyways, they were laughing about that, but then they said, well, you know that part of the mascot is the kangaroo and the kiwi. And they said, and did you know that they can't go backwards?
Kangaroo
they
cannot
can only
walk backwards.
Go forward.
Yeah.
Cool, huh?
Yeah. Okay. We're headed off here on Monday for Romania, where we have three different events hosted by Sylvia Morin.
Did you thank Michelle King for New Zealand?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're doing a one day in Bucharest, Romania, which will be Linda, myself, and also the musical group Yoham. So we're looking forward to some fun there. Followed by Dreamwalker Birth Teacher Training in Poiana Brașov. That's a nice way of saying Transylvania. So it should be kind of interesting.
It's the first Dreamwalker Birth Teacher Training that we've done, and we're doing it in Romania.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then followed by the Interdimensional Workshop, which should be really cool to do in Transylvania. And from there, it's the channeling workshop in Amsterdam. I know we're getting close to full. We still have some spaces left, but we want to keep the group cozy so we don't have too many. And during this three-day workshop, we get into the principles and the physics of channeling, some of the fears or some of the challenges, some of the things to be careful about, and then we get into channeling. And by the time
it's an experience,
we're done. Yeah, everybody is channeling, and it's a lot of fun. Linda and I teach that one, and I don't have to do a lot of channeling. It's I get to do it as me.
It's really gratifying.
And from there, we're back in the States.
Ooh, do that again,
okay,
please, honey.
Okay. Ooh. Twist my arm.
Oh, please.
Twist my arm.
Ooh.
And we're going to be filming Tobias's School 1 and 2 up in Breckenridge, Colorado. This is so that we have it on on film?
We're excited about it. We've only done school two in Kauai, and it's been quite a while since we've done school one. And with Tobias leaving, we looked back and said, you know, we don't really have a good recording of that. And this is the core information that, that Tobias presented as how we became human and how we got to where we are.
How we left home, how we got here.
Yeah. And so
kind
we thought it would be really special to do that, to let Tobias channel that and Jeff before he leaves. So
absolutely.
Special event in Breckenridge.
And then, of course...
And you get a big discount if you're going to the midsummer.
Oh, you missed that. Hang on. Jeez, you were talking. You missed that. Okay. All right. As most of you know, Tobias's last channel will be July 19th.
Oh, now they're going to call us a cult.
July 19th, up in Breckenridge. And this is our annual midsummer gathering. We have a full lineup of speakers, including Lee Carroll, who channels Cryon. Probably... the number one channeler in the world right now.
Really very special
the most
guest.
Well-known, has out like 14 books. We have a full list of channelers, musicians, speakers. But more than anything, we're going to just have a good time up there. It'll be Tobias's last channel. We've got a lot of... Every night we're planning activities and fun. We don't want this to be a dreary, sad event. And just a couple, several things to mention. We changed the venue where we're going to hold this. It will now be right at the hotel instead of at the Riverwalk Center down the street. So it would be right at the village. Because of that, we have less spaces available. I know a lot of people have been telling us that, oh, yeah, we're going to sign up for it. But right now we have about 100 spaces left. So if you're thinking about it and you're just delaying signing up, this is probably a real good time. It's also, Tobias's last channel is on late Sunday afternoon. If you're planning to attend, it's really hard to, if you have an airplane, you know, a flight to catch, it's really hard to get out of Breckenridge Friday afternoon to make the airport in Denver. It's, you have to look.
Sunday. Well, because there's huge, all the local traffic drives down, there's huge traffic jams on Sunday afternoons from mid-afternoon until about 7 p.m.
Yeah.
So it is, that's part of why we decided to keep the party going on to Sunday night and to really celebrate all the way through, because it's not very easy to get out of there on Sunday.
So do yourself a favor, if you're coming up and if you're then trying to catch a flight or a bus or whatever, it's really hard to do, and we're not going to be done Sunday with the Tobias's farewell until about 5 o'clock. You need at least 4 hours' time to get back down to town for your flight. It's really tough to do. So what I want to avoid is people saying, then they're telling me I have to leave at 3 o'clock to catch my flight at 7. And it's like, yeah. And, well, you know, can you move the Tobias channel up? No. We have a full schedule, so... do yourself a favor, wait, go out the next day, because we're going to have a big party Sunday night.
Yoham, and that'll be truly a beautiful and special celebration.
And we want to do it as a celebration with dancing. They do a trance dance, kind of a cosmic dance thing that's a lot of fun.
And they make it easy for anybody to participate and enjoy.
Yep. So, and one other quick announcement on the upcoming workshops.
What did you do?
It's not what it is. What? Oh, there we go.
Oh!
Yeah. We are now scheduling into the fall, and we don't have a lot of things up yet. We're working on a few things, but we will be bringing, or we, to Adamus St. Germain, will be bringing out his first mystery school, September 20th through the 23rd in Egg Harbor, Wisconsin. We're going to limit it to about 50 people. Because he's going to introduce now his flavor of things. He wants to begin more of a practical application instead of all the theories, but what it's like to bring new energy in, how to work with it in your everyday life. And it's the first of the New Energy Mystery Schools. We'll be doing this in other parts of the world, of course. We're kicking it off here in Wisconsin. So if you want to be part of the trial group or the first group, it's in the store now. Don't wait too long because it's going to sell out. Don't you think?
I know so.
Yeah. Okay. So.
You got to mention one more event before you do this. Back up.
Okay.
The other thing that the people need to do, I think the window's really short, and I tried to catch you before. we are definitely working on that south of France trip that's been promised for a long time.
Yeah.
That event is going to occur in October, towards the end of October, I believe. If you're interested in that trip, that also, a number of people said they wanted to know when we're doing it. It does look like we are doing it towards the end of the second half of October. And it's I think it's almost 10 days.
Yeah.
But we're putting the details together right now, but we don't have a lot of monthly meetings before that happens.
No, we don't.
So if you're interested in that trip, please email Susie Schemmel and let her know that you are interested, because it'll be limited to whatever can be held in a coach, because there's land travel in it. So we're not going to have two coaches, one coach, which is probably, it's a small number.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in that special trip, contact Susie Schemmel ASAP.
And we'll be announcing it soon, but we're still working on the details.
Right.
We'll be going to the south of France, and particularly with a focus on Mary Magdalene energies. And with Saint Germain guiding us through that. Okay. Let's go to one of my favorite times.
All
wish
right.
I had a drum roll. It's time for the
Chambra
launch
pad.
We need like it's going up into the sky. Okay. And I love this because we're seeing Chambra all around the world just coming up with great ideas. And instead of just thinking about it and wishing they'd done it, they're actually doing it.
Making it happen.
So this month on the launch pad, please welcome our very special guests, Will and Kay Love. Come on up. Just Will? Okay. And we'll give you a hand with the table. Will has created something I'd like to hear more about. I read your information on your website, Will, and we're bringing the table up. Now we're going to get a Roy Cam, Roy Joe Cam shot of this. Whoops. Okay.
Good job.
Okay, come on over. And I know the people here can't see it too well, but we'll have the table over here later. Welcome, Will.
Thank you very much.
And do you want to tell us a little bit about the creation?
He's from BC.
Ah.
He came all the way from BC, Canada.
Way up north in Canada, 3 days driving.
Hey.
Wow.
You drove down?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was beautiful.
Oh,
lovely scenery down through the mountains.
Yeah.
All the way.
Yeah.
So, I'm really excited about this. This is definitely a first for me. So I'll beg your indulgence while I pull out my crib sheet.
You bet. Just as you're doing that, what gave you the idea?
I have to credit the genesis to my partner, Kay, who when we were down having a conversation, said, you know, you should make a game.
Yeah. Mm.
And within a couple of days, it really just got off the ground, and we got started on it, and it's had phenomenal speed. We started in November.
And it looks, and I'm looking at it, and are these your player pieces?
That's right. Yeah, the little tokens.
And then these are kind of like dice.
Yep.
Right.
One 8-sided, one 10-sided.
11. Whoops. Oh.
I think you're revealing a little too much about yourself.
and then it looks like there's cards that a person would pick.
That's right.
And then you move around the board. But what are you trying to do? Trying to buy everybody out and
it's, you know, it's non-competitive.
That's monopoly.
Everybody wins.
Coming out
of the game.
Yeah.
And you start off the game with a question or a situation in your mind.
Right.
Anything about your own life. And as you go through the game, you get ideas and information that basically you're encouraged to use your intuition.
Could you give us an example?
Yeah, or maybe Norma, you could pick a card and pretend
you're
playing.
Let me tell you how it works.
Okay. All right.
And it is usually complex, like any normal game. You start off with your question in mind, and you take a card. Everybody gets to take one of these, I call them mentor cards.
Okay.
And it's got information for you on the card. You don't actually get to see it at the beginning. You
Does
give it to another
glasses?
Player. And they hold it for you.
Okay.
And they tell you things that are on the card as you go through the game. The point of the game is to visit six of these archetypal characters before you finish the game. And as you go around trying to meet them, you'll wind up seeing them or seeing other characters.
Wow.
And by the time you're done, you've collected a whole bunch of varying forms of information, and you get to get together at the end and discuss it. And
But no winner? I mean, you don't like, you know.
Well, everybody's a winner. Oh. You're the winner.
Really? I mean, yeah. Oh, sorry.
Okay, what kind of family did you grow up in?
How long does it take to play a typical game?
Oh, with a couple of people, it takes up to about an hour and a half.
Okay.
And then it gets longer the more people. With four people, about 2 hours on average. And goes up from there.
It looks like there's a tremendous amount of work going into the planning and the printing and the overall design of the game.
It was a lot of work, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of fun.
And then have you had a lot of people playing it, people outside the family? Have you?
Yes, we've invited our friends and colleagues and anybody that we could con into being guinea pigs to join in, and we've had a lot of success with it.
This says somebody gets an enlightenment bonus card.
Where is it?
Wow.
it's for me.
Where are the enlightenment bonus cards?
They're in the two decks.
Ah.
As you go through the game, you'll collect enlightenment and or baggage.
Oh.
Which will either help you out or slow you down throughout the game.
I'm understanding.
It sounds
better.
Like a wonderful thing. Like you have friends over for the evening, and a lot of times, you know, trying to think of things to talk about, and you know, particularly non-Chamber. Chamber can always talk, but you know, you have people over, and you can sit down and play this.
When was the last time you had loss for words?
And it does, it stimulates the discussion with the group. And
well, that's the point.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. To get that interaction going, and to spark that intuition that actually works really well among people to share those insights with each other.
And then what are you doing now to get this out in the market, other than, of course, being here? But are you working with Harper Brothers or, you know,
no,
Hasbro?
No, this is the beginning.
This is
the start right here.
Oh.
We're enormously proud to even be here.
Right.
That's great.
Back in November when it started, I expected it to take 1 to 2 years.
Yeah,
to get it off the ground.
Oh, really?
The cards, just writing out the text and, you know, the editing, everything that went into it. It flowed like it already existed and was just finding out how to be.
Well, you know, as Tobias says, we create these things in the other realms. The tough part is getting them down here. And it does take some sweat and some worrying about things, but you just do it, and it's so fulfilling. It just feels so good to do it. And,
absolutely.
And it looks good. I mean,
Thank you.
Good. You have some here today.
You really did this just since November?
Yes.
I mean,
that's the amazing
part. If you get a chance to look at this is quite...
Well,
it's really, really quite complex.
Yeah. Well, Jeffrey, I don't know if you'll remember.
Oh, baby. Is that good or bad? Is that a baggage card?
What's that?
It's a slave card. Ooh, I just pecked. Oh.
You could be my slave, baby.
There's a lot of good stuff in there. But I don't know if you'll remember, Jeffrey, back at a previous shout, you called for a game.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
To be made.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
It was some time back.
Yeah.
And when Kay and I were sitting in the living room, and I was frantically typing and drawing pictures, and Kay was editing my terrible grammar and punctuation for me, and we were listening to a previous shout, because we like to do that. It helps keep the focus and keep the energy up. And then Jeffrey says, "And I want someone to make a game." And I just turned and said, "Hold on, Jeffrey, it's on the way."
It's coming up. Well, see, that's the way we're all created together in the new energy. It actually is happening before the question ever comes up.
And that's the way it's flowed. The momentum of the game itself has overcome the hurdles.
Yeah.
That is great.
And so we're here. Kay, I have to thank you so much. She's been so supportive. The initial idea to come here was Kay's. She said, it's my birthday in May.
Can you come up and say hello
to us all? Yeah, come on up and say hello. Yeah, yeah.
And she says, it's my birthday in May, and Tobias is leaving. I want to go to a shout before. She's been listening for years.
I saw your thing on Facebook that you wrote to me.
I
don't know how to do Facebook. I know how to put my face up there. But it's very complex after that, and people beat me or rate me, and it's like, I don't know how to do this. But anyway, I did see it.
I'm glad it got to you. I was hoping it would find its way.
I know
you're really busy these days.
It found its way.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's good. So Kay wanted to come, you know, to just be here once before Tobias left, and I wanted to be a good supportive partner, and I said, yes, absolutely, let's do this.
Yeah, yeah.
So we started making our plans, and then all of a sudden the game became this huge focus.
Mm. Haven't you even involved your kids in this? Didn't I see that you had your kids playing at two of them?
Absolutely. They've been enjoying having a good time. Kay's son, Josh, came up with the name.
Oh.
15 years old, and he's amazingly intuitive.
Wow. Mm.
You know, that's the new energy, though.
Yeah,
yeah, it is.
Kay,
since you came all the way here, would you like to sit in the... The chair?
Oh, sitting.
I mean, you came all the way here. No, please. Let me move this up a little bit. And, well, and you know, Tobias is already hanging. And, of course, I've been sitting in the chair. And it is nice and warm.
Let's sell tickets for the next meeting.
So that's what we could do at the last meeting, people. But right now, it's all yours. Yeah. And does anybody have a camera? We want to get the picture of you in the chair. It's like, nobody has a camera today. We get video.
She's on video.
We'll get the video. Anyway.
Thank you.
Good. Well, thank you. I don't mean to distract from
you. No, not at all.
Yeah. You can say that. Yeah.
Well, it's a celebration.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
It is.
So anything else you'd like to add before we give you that big Chamber launch?
Well, you've done a super job of bringing it out. There's a couple of things I think I'll just... wanted to add.
Hold the mic up so everybody can hear
you.
Yeah,
you betcha. But because of the new energy that's out there and the impact that it's having on the world, it's becoming obvious this game is going to be a really powerful tool for teachers and facilitators as well, with their students, with their clients, with management retreats, you know, executive retreats, that kind of thing, because it brings out that intuitive process in people, and it gives you some new ideas. You know, as I say in the game, it's not an oracle. It's not to substitute for conscious thought and reflection, but it's like talking to a friend. It'll give you ideas that you can use, and use your intuition to find out, to discover yourself, what wisdom is there that you can apply. And we're getting a tremendous response. People are really liking it.
I just love it. I love that you just did it. You put your creativity into it and your hard work, and it's ready to go.
Well, I noticed you went out of your way to have some organized notes. Is there anything else from your notes you want to share?
There's one more thing. You've done such a great job of helping me to elucidate what's going on. But there was one more thing, and I wanted to especially thank Carl Jung. Mm. One of the people that's been a big influence in my life, and a big influence in the game, as I've said, these are archetypal characters. And I felt his presence. I felt many people looking over my shoulders as this was being created. They had to be for it to come into existence.
Will and Kay, they do come in. They're waiting. Tobias said this on the radio the other night, talking to a woman, and they're just waiting. And he said, they're just hanging all around you, but you have to make that choice. Mm-hmm. They're not going to do it. You have to make the decision. Mm-hmm. And once you do, on something like this, Carl Jung or whoever, Saint Germain, or they love playing with you. They love creating with you. But they can't do anything until you say, I'm going to create.
Absolutely.
So anyway, let's take a deep Chamber breath. And for recreation, the game... The energy behind what Will has created, along with Kay and the family, and for all of us working with the entities and the humans. Let's take a deep breath and really send that energy off through this beautiful creation so that it manifests here on Earth, so that people discover a lot about themselves through your game, and so that you become wildly abundant through the game. So let's take a deep breath and a big
thank you very much. Thank you, Chamber.
Thank you. They also have a beautiful project that they're getting going up in British Columbia, too.
Ah.
Yeah.
Agriculture.
Oh, good, good.
I'm a property manager for a property that was once an intentional community.
Uh-huh.
And it's a beautiful piece of land, about 12 and a half acres. The owners are selling it. It's got about 4 or 5 acres in organic gardens. Mm. It was once a stewardship farm, and so we're trying to get a co-op together to buy it and to operate it cooperatively up there.
Amazing.
With a sort of an urban agricultural focus, sort of an urban window on the agricultural foundations.
Yeah.
So it's got a lot of energy, and we're getting a lot of support on that as well. Yeah, my plate's pretty full.
And I have to tell you, Tobias has a very big interest in agriculture.
Yeah.
And I think Sam might want to be a farmer or something. But but truly, Tobias, I mean, that's like a hot spot for him. So make sure to invite his energy in.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Thank you.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you very
appreciate
much.
It. Thank you again.
Oh, it's easy.
Okay.
It's light.
Okay. Oh, that's just...
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
My controller.
Thank you very much. Oh, God forbid you should lose that.
Okay, just a couple more things before we take a break. I think we're going to go to Schaumburg News right now.
Oh, this is the hot stuff?
Yeah, this is the good stuff, funny stuff. All right, Schaumburg News. Very quickly, remember the returning song competition?
Yes.
This is where songwriters from around the world would submit their entries for the returning song. Tobias requested it for his departure. Actually, I was stunned. We had Gene Tinder actually manage the project. But Gene, we had about, 35, 40 entries? 37 entries. We put them on the website. And I hadn't listened to them all until we got to Australia. I put them on my iPod. Went to the beach one day and put the headsets on. I was blown away. I mean, these weren't just nice songs. These were really good songs, professional songs. And Schaumburg from all around the world voted. We had 650, close to 700 votes for the different songs. Jean was working away hard yesterday. She'd been doing all the tabulating and the organizing, and I thank you for doing all that. It was a big project. But we finally came down to the finalists. So we're announcing it here. First time. We're going to play. We have the top three, but what we're going to try to do is take like the top 12 or 14, however many we can fit on a single disc, and actually publish this, put it out as the returning CD with a variety of different Schaumburg artists. So we're going to right now hear the top three on the first, the third place winner and the second place. It's just about a 1 minute cut so you can get an idea, a feel for it.
And so both, it's abbreviated.
It's abbreviated. On the winning entry, we'll hear the whole selection. So let's take a deep breath. And on the third place winner was Sally Louie from United Kingdom. That's England for us Americans, with the song And So It Is. John, let it roll.
I am returning to myself from far away. I'm learning how to find myself right here today. And so it
John, could you pause that for just a moment? We'll let you do that. What a beautiful song. I mean, really, really beautiful. You can still hear the full versions on the Crimson Circle website under the returning music song competition. But the hardest part for us is there were so many good ones. Unfortunately, Schaumburg everywhere voted for them. Just beautiful songs you'd hear on the radio. Second place, Tobias Returns by Jane Astor up in Canada. And this song is also really good. It's one of those ones you get into your head and you just can't get it out. So let's hear from Jane Astor, Tobias Returns.
Mm-hmm.
Got no more excuses. I put my thumb out on the horse of highway. I've been here, done that. I'm determined now to do it my way. Whoa, the joy I feel as I take another spin at the wheel. Because I'm returning, returning. I know who I am and I'm all together. Returning, returning now. Yeah, I got no bags in tow. I left mine at the rest stop diner. I'm naked, not faked. Felt so finer. Breathing the air feels good. I think I'll hang with Chambra in the hood. Because I'm returning, returning.
And you can pause again, John. Isn't that great?
Phew.
Jane. Linda and I have known Jane for a number of years. I didn't know she had that incredible
either.
Musical talent.
I didn't either.
But if you get a chance, listen to the whole song. It's on the website. And it rocks. It rocks. Winning entry.
I just can't believe people put so much into this.
Oh, it was
really
phenomenal.
Sweet.
The winning entry, I Am Returning by Anders Holte from Germany. He's originally from Denmark. You notice also the international flavor in all this. This song is just, we've actually we're inviting all three of the top musicians here to come to Breckenridge. And hopefully they'll be able to. This one, I've asked Anders if he will sing this immediately before
Tobias leaves. Fresh channel.
So if you would imagine for a moment, here we are with Anders singing this, Tobias getting ready for his last channel. And take it away, John. Beautiful song.
Seems like forever, yet it's always now. That this is forever, I know that now. I feel a pull that I can't explain, like someone I know calls my name. Everyone I meet, everywhere I roam, reminds me that I'm going home. It's been ages since I was here. It's been ages since I was here. It's been ages since I was home. Like drops meet the ocean as falling rain. Everywhere I go, everyone I meet, they all feel the same. Feel a pull that I can't explain, like someone I know very well calls my name. Everyone I meet, everywhere I roam, reminds me that I'm going home. It's been ages since I was home. It's been ages since I left home. It's been ages. Wherever I roam, I am returning home. I am returning home. 'cause it's been ages since I was here. It's been ages wherever I roam. It's been ages since I left my home. It's been ages since I left home. I am returning.
Amazing, huh? Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. You know, I think Anders wrote that song just for this, and obviously incredibly beautiful, incredibly connected with just the feeling and the energy of Tobias's returning. And this song is going to go far beyond just Chambra. I mean, this is one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard, not just for the Chambra competition, but it is amazing. So anyway, he'll be singing on July 19th, right before the last channel. Wow. So hope you can be there to be part of that. It'll be pretty touching. Anyway, again, congratulations, Anders, and congratulations to all those who submitted for the music competition.
Thank you.
And
that
thank
was
you,
amazing.
Gene Tinder. So thank you to all the artists. Ah, boy. Okay, real quickly, new audio downloads. Just to let you know that the Seven Seals, recorded in Tel Aviv back in February, is now available. It features Yoham, which is the Israeli musical group, along with Tobias. It is a journey. I mean, it is. The production was amazing on it. We're actually going to play a few of the pieces today, the musical portions of it. It's about 80 minutes. You put on those headsets and let yourself go on this journey of opening those seven seals. And just if you're not familiar with them, the seven seals have a kind of a biblical reference. Tobias gives kind of a whole new insight on it, that it's really about old belief systems of separation from spirit, of our limited self, of sin and suffering, Satan.
It's really beautiful.
And finally, in salvation, and finally reopening.
I had fun. Jeff had channeled, done that Seven Seals channel, and we had done that several times in workshops. And it was so beautiful. I said, that should be a meditation. It's just so powerful. And so when we were in Israel, Jeff agreed that that would be something he would channel again. And it's really beautiful.
So thank you for encouraging us to do that.
It's just something you do so well.
So you're going to get it right now as a digital download. We'll have it also pretty soon for ordering as a CD. But right now, today, you can order it as a digital download. Also, we just released about 2 weeks ago, Rising to Freedom, which was the channels that we recorded in Tel Aviv, Israel. We are doing a one-day workshop there. So there was two channels and a question and answer, and it gets pretty lively. Tobias did not hold back any punches.
He was reflecting the strength of the audience.
Yeah, and Tobias, of course, with his Jewish background, can talk very openly and candidly, which he did.
And clarity.
But the message applies to everyone. Let go of those things that are really holding you back. They're always part of who made you what you are, but it's time to move beyond being an Israeli or being an American or being from a certain kind of family. You let all that go. We're evolving now. You no longer have to claim your identity by claiming even being Chambra. We move beyond that.
Well, you don't have to fight to do it.
And you don't have to fight to do it, which is his message. And he almost provoked some fights there. Okay, to end up with a little humor, I always love some of these funny, crazy signs. These are actual examples. Now, you know, to me, this is kind of like life right now. And I just want to go, what the f***? What am I supposed to do? You know? What am I supposed... It's either the wrong way or stop or don't do... It's like, you know what?
Got you out of your seat there.
Choose your own path. That's the key to this line. Yes. Yes. All right. This one. Please practice safe sex and use a condom stapled to this card. Okay. We either have a problem with the material that condom is made out of, or somebody wasn't thinking when they stapled it to the card.
Or somebody thought it was really funny to staple it in the wrong place.
Yeah, it should be stapled in the outer, to the top part, not right in the middle. Boy, okay. Next one. We've all gone through this rough break I had. I mean, I think this is, we know it's coming. We can feel it. We don't need a road sign to tell us it's, there's a rough break ahead. Now this one, I had to look at it for a while.
You got to help me here, because what is that? Is that like don't do it doggy style?
You know, I have to...
What is that?
Now, who do you know that's going to go fishing in a toilet? Do we have to put that on a sign? No fishing in the toilet? This one, some of us might have been there before, you know. A little too much the night before. I don't know. I'm not going to stand up on the seat. Maybe somewhere. And if you're not supposed to do that, what are you supposed to do? And that one, I do not understand.
I think that's no doggy style.
Does that mean do not crawl in the toilet?
Well, no, it's doggy style. No doggy style.
Oh, yeah, like, okay. There is only one way to do this. Like that.
What were you just doing this now? Don't do that again.
Do we need a sign for that to be able to tell people? I guess so. All right, this next one, it was a waste of taxpayers' money. Duh. Hello. Yeah, I would imagine it is a little snowy if they haven't figured it out by now.
Master of the obvious.
It is master of the obvious. Okay. All right.
I think it speaks for itself.
Speaks for itself. Thunder Hole, I guess it's... That's probably where the other sign was, you know.
Can we put that in your bathroom?
And, you know, follows right after. See, these two go together. This and, you know... they could change the name somehow. I know this isn't a non-English language, but... Oh, shit. Oh. It's my favorite here. Now, I imagine the business at the adult video store just went like that when the Christians got together and put up that billboard. It's just kind of a creepy feeling. It's like, okay, well, I'll just pass on down the road and I won't stop at the...
At least he's not wearing the thorns.
At least I won't stop at the porn shop because Jesus is watching. Okay.
That looks like Southern Colorado.
I don't know where it is. Anyway, I'd like to also acknowledge the incredible staff that works hard, gets here early, works late, and makes this
We're
all
very
possible.
Grateful.
Big
Thank
hand
you.
To all of the staff. You know, this is, I think this is just about about 110 webcasts like this, monthly webcast. Since Tobias has come in, they've just gotten better and better, and they're fun to do. We have a good time.
Special thanks to John Kaderka, who continues to constantly bring new things to us.
Exactly. And the whole group who just makes this possible. Right. So we're going to take, just like wild horses, we're going to take about a 10-minute break. I'm sorry.
In your dreams.
We're going to take an eating break, so at least 20 minutes. We're going to come
There's
back
a potluck there.
And see what Tobias has to say. Enjoy.
Thank you.